This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're talking about how I got on this subject about how they all have dirt on each other and how it affects so much of the things we see. It's not just stuff you see in sitcoms and in the movies. This stuff is real. And I'm telling you, don't worry if you're just now joining us. I'll get you caught up real quick. I'm telling you a very, very true story about something that happened. I am changing names. I'm changing locations. But you should understand that this story I'm telling you is real. This is how your government is run. This is how it works. So the state is Kansas. Obviously, as you know, I'm changing everything. The state is Kansas, right? So there are two senators in Kansas, two GOP senators, longtime GOP senators, real power brokers. One of them announces he's retiring. He's gone, right? Now you have a bunch of GOP House members in Kansas, elected House of Representatives guys, congressmen. Everyone wants to be a senator. But there's one guy who really stood out as being the leader in the clubhouse. He was one, the furthest to the right. He's your people. He's my people. He was wildly popular in the state. And he came out almost immediately and announced his intention to run for that open seat in Kansas. So he's going to, wow, we're going to have a good GOP senator. There's like three of those. So that would be exciting, right? We're going to have a good one. And he announces he's going to run. But remember how I said there were two power broker senators there and one of them was retiring? Let's deal with the one who wasn't retiring. He was staying right there, still carried a big stick in that state. And he didn't want the far right guy to become a senator. He had no problem with him remaining in the House, but he wanted somebody more, what word would he have used for it? Reasonable in the Senate. He wanted the squishy loser, the guy you would hate, the guy I would hate. But how do you go about doing that? Well, pause on that for a moment. Let's rewind 6 years back. 6 years back, that guy in the House of Representatives, the guy that's far to the right, the guy you love, the guy that I love, married man with kids, he had a problem. What was that problem? If you've never visited D.C., and you probably haven't, you won't know this, but if you visited D.C., you will. You visit Washington, D.C., and you go to these congressmen's offices and the senators' offices, and they have staffers, right? DC, they call them Hill staffers. They work on the Hill. And it really is amazing how attractive many of these staffers are. Now, how does that happen? Sometimes it happens on purpose. I can tell you one senator, I will not give you his name, one senator, when you walked in his office, had two receptionists that looked like they could be models. And he said, I wanted them there that way on purpose so people would feel more welcome in my reception area. He called, he actually had a name for them. He called them the Dream Team. That's what he called them, the Dream Team. That's why they were there. Sometimes it happens like that on purpose. Sometimes it happens this way. If I'm running for Congress and let's say I have some donors who have helped me out and then I get elected and those donors come to me and say, hey, Jesse, I got a daughter. She's in college or she's about to go to college. She's between her freshman and sophomore year of college. She wants to intern with you. She wants to work on your staff in Washington, D.C. How about that? What do you think about that? Almost always the answer to that question is yes, right? It's a donor. She's normally someone who shares your values anyway. But now all of a sudden you have a 19-year-old college dime waltzing into your office. Okay, let's go back to our story. Our married far-right congressman who would have voted the right way, he would have been our guy, developed an issue. His issue was he was caught enjoying himself with not one, but two of his staffers at the same time. He was caught. And this information was going to come out to the public. It was going to blow up this guy's political career. Obviously, probably wouldn't be great for the old marriage at home. All these other things. It's straight out of the movies. It's a true story I'm telling you here. That GOP senator, the one who wasn't retiring, remember I said he carried a big stick, was very powerful. He stepped up and he helped this guy out. And he made sure that that story that would have buried him, he made sure that story just kind of went away. This person got paid off. This person got a nice little job. And he gets to keep his job in the House of Representatives. Fast forward 6 years later, guy on the far right announces he's going to run. I think, if I remember right, it was the day of his announcement that he was going to announce he's running for Senate. He comes out and he says, hey, I've changed my mind. I don't want to be a senator anymore. Everyone was stunned. Stunned. It was a no-brainer and he was going to win. Who? What? You're giving up a Senate seat? They're practically handed. What? Turns out, Mr. GOP senator who was still there made a phone call. Hey there, buddy. I hear you want to be a senator. That's going to be a problem for you because I don't want you to be a senator. And you are going to drop out of this race or I am going to expose everything I once had hidden about you. Like that, he drops out of the race and you and I stuck with, well, all these people are long gone now, but you and I stuck with yet another senator, GOP senator, who would stand for nothing and screw us over time and time again. This isn't just stuff that happens in the movies and in Netflix specials. That's a true story I just told you. That's real. That is how the sausage gets made. Ugly, isn't it? It's horrible, isn't it? It is. But that's how horrible and corrupt Washington, D.C. is. It's true. Look, do we need another refresher? You want me to play this long clip for you again of Max Blumenthal from yesterday? Listen to this.
The U.S. government has yet to conduct an official audit of its funding for Ukraine. The American public has no idea where their tax dollars are going. And that's why this week, we at the Gray Zone published an independent audit of U.S. tax dollar allocation to Ukraine throughout the fiscal years 2022 and 23. We found, among many bizarre payments, a $4.5 million payment from the U.S. Social Security Administration to the Kiev government. We found $4.5 billion worth of payments from the U.S. Agency for International Development to pay off Ukraine's sovereign debt, much of which is owned by the global investment firm BlackRock. That amounts to...
BlackRock. I'll let him plot. BlackRock. How about that?
To $30 taken from every U.S. citizen at a time when 4 in 10 Americans cannot afford a $400 emergency. We found tax dollars earmarked for Ukraine, padding the budgets of a television station in Toronto, a pro-NATO think tank in Poland, and believe it or not, even rural farmers in Kenya. We found tens of millions to private equity firms, including one in the Republic of Georgia, as well as a $1 million payment to a single private entrepreneur in Kiev. Our audit also revealed the Pentagon's $4.5 million contract with a company called Atlantic Diving Supply to provide Ukraine with unspecified explosives equipment. This is a notoriously corrupt company that none other than Tom Tillis, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, previously lambasted for its, quote, history of fraud. It once again, Congress has failed to ensure these shady payments and massive arms deals are properly tracked. In fact, much of the military and humanitarian aid shipped to Ukraine has simply vanished. Last year, CBS News quoted the director of a pro-Zelensky nonprofit in Ukraine who reported that only 30% of aid was reaching the front lines. The embezzlement of funds and supplies is at least as troubling as the potential consequences of the illicit transfer and sales of military-grade weapons.
Yeah. Other than that, everything's going well. All right. Somebody wants to know, which of my fellow radio / podcast hosts would I want with me in the, if there was a zombie apocalypse of some kind? This is going to be a very difficult one. I'll tell you that much. This is going to be difficult. We'll unpack that. And we're going to talk about, well, hot dog eating contests, moving out of California, where to go, brownouts, blackouts, Joe Biden, how I came up with the Jesse Kelly burger, all that is still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, and much more. But before we get to any of those things, we've been talking about that movie Sound of Freedom, bringing the human trafficking reality into people's eyeballs and ears. They're finally seeing how horrible it is. The Acervo Project is out there as we speak. As you're hearing the sound of my voice, Acervo Project is out there rescuing kids in America who are involved in this trafficking and busting the guys who are doing the trafficking. They're throwing the most evil people in the world, getting them thrown in prison and rescuing these kids. If you know a kid or suspect a kid or are a kid who's being trafficked, reach out to the Acervo Project, all right? Anonymous tip line. Let them help you, please. If you can give $14 a month, the average age of these kids is 14 years old. Isn't that friggin' horrible? 14 years old. If you can give 14 bucks a month to the Acervo Project to help them do what they do, please do it. A-S-S-E-R-V-O. TheAcervoProject.org. TheAcervoProject.org. 14 bucks a month. Let's help them out. All right. Who are we recruiting for the zombie apocalypse as far as radio hosts go? All that and so much more is still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Got a little mini staff revolt over here because I won't give the real names of the people who were involved in that little House, Senate, little love triangle, nasty political scandal there. Listen, fellas, secrets are secrets. I keep secrets when I'm sworn to secrecy. I would keep your secrets. But wouldn't I? Even if you have like a special kosher recipe or something like that, Chris, I would never give it out if you gave it to me. Not that I think you have that anyway. Anyway, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. El Jefe, you can be with any four of your fellow radio or podcast hosts sipping high dollar tequila when the zombie apocalypse breaks out. Who would it be and why? P.S. Who would be more likely to survive without you, Chris or Michael? Okay, one. Fellow zombie apocalypse. Okay. Chris brought up Joe Rogan because Joe Rogan's huge and he's been training MMA and he's one of these real outdoorsman types. So Joe Rogan, and by the way, I don't know Joe Rogan. I'm not friends or enemies, but I don't know him, but Joe Rogan's definitely coming along. Dan Bongino is coming along. Dan's a stud. Dan's definitely coming along. Plus, he's my buddy. I feel like
I feel like I would need Buck along. I feel like I would really need Buck Sexton along because he was CIA, right? He's got to know some things. And really, one of the main reasons I want Buck along is, one, he's so smart, but two, I feel like Buck, even though he's never told me this, I feel like he has to know where there are some classified bunkers and stuff like that. Don't you think they give, like, they have, right? Don't they have to give that information out to CIA guys? And you know how long I've wanted a nuclear bunker. You can buy some of these, or you can get kind of like a high-end little mini apartment in case of the apocalypse. I think in Kansas they're still selling these things. I think a nuclear bunker would be extremely beneficial during the zombie apocalypse, and I bet Buck has one. So that's three. Who would be the fourth? Probably Michael Berry. And the reason I say Michael Berry is Michael Berry is one of the few people in my life that I take advice from. I need advice. You know, you always need a mentor, and he's always there. He always knows something. And even, it's honestly, it's similar to my dad, and that my dad will say something to me, and initially I'll generally, no, not anymore, but especially when I was younger, I'd scoff at it. Oh, God, Dad, that's so stupid. That's so ridiculous. Dad, you don't know what you're talking about. And he turns out to be right every time. It's actually maddening. That's Michael Berry. If he tells you something, he's right every single time. That's my all-star team. I like our chances. I'm a bit concerned about what I'm going to do for food, but we'll figure that out. Joe Rogan's going to have to go kill some stuff for us so we can eat. That's all. Dear rugged outdoorsman Jesse, do you have a specific specific test item at different types of restaurants? For me, a Mexican restaurant is a no-go if they don't have good fajita meat, so on and so forth. All right. I do, actually. I have test items for many different restaurants. One, the most obvious probably, is a pizza restaurant. When I walk into a pizza restaurant, if it's the first time I've eaten there, this is universal. I will get a pepperoni pizza. Now, and I like a lot more than just pepperoni on a pizza. I love sausage, and I love mushrooms, jalapenos. I'll even do onions every now and then. I love a Philly cheesesteak pizza. I like a chicken bacon. You've never had a Philly cheesesteak pizza, Chris? Oh my gosh, they're great. Michael, have you had one? What do you guys do all day? Okay, we're gonna have to do that next week. Remind me, we'll do one of those next week. But I'm adventure guy when it comes to pizza. But if you can't do a pepperoni pizza, that tells me all I need to know about all the other pizza in your restaurant. If you can't do the basic pizza, I don't need to know how good your Philly cheesesteak pizza is. I've already found out. For Mexican, chips and queso. Chips and queso is inexpensive, but it shows attention to detail. Are the chips made fresh? Are they made in-house? Because there are a million Mexican restaurants around here where they make them fresh. It's nothing to make tortilla chips in-house. Do you make them in-house or are they out of a bag? Your queso. Are there things in your queso beyond just liquid cheese? Because that takes a minimum amount of effort. It doesn't take, look, okay, I know you're making the liquid cheese in a big pot back there. You couldn't throw in some jalapenos, some peppers, some onion. You couldn't do anything to it at all. It's just liquid queso like I would get at the movies. That tells me everything I need to know about everything else I'm going to get in your restaurant. If it's a sandwich shop, I will either get the hot Italian sub, which as long as it has capicola on it, is one of the great sandwiches ever, or a Philly cheesesteak. And that's how I do it. Yes, I basically go for, well, I was about to say I basically go for the basics, but that doesn't sound good at all. So we're going to move off from that. All right, dear Jesse, I need to move out of California for obvious reasons. Are there any red states that are not green and do not experience blackouts and brownouts? Montana is still pretty solid. I'm going to get so much heat, but Montana is a red state and their power grid is solid. What, Chris? Yeah, that's Chris brought up a good point. Okay, we're going to have a hard talk. This is going to be a hard talk. Give me a second and we'll deal with this red state to blue state stuff in a moment. Before we do that, let's deal with your MyPillow all-season slippers because they're selling out. I warned you, they do this every single time. because they're normally $149.98. When they go to $25, they sell out, and they sell out so fast. If you're thinking about getting some all-season slippers from MyPillow, do not wait. Go get some, because they have different colors and sizes, and they just go. And it's always your daggone size that sells out first. At least that's what happens to me. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. Get the greatest slippers of your life for $25. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call them 800-845-0544. And let's keep in mind, MyPillow, they're our people. There's all kinds of corporate filth out there. When you support MyPillow, you're supporting people who share and promote your values. It's not just that they have your values, they take your money and promote your values. How about that? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We still have a half hour left. Don't worry, we got all kinds of time here on the Jesse Kelly Show to get through all of our Ask Dr. Jesse questions and headlines and everything else. Now, she was asking about moving out of California and what red states aren't green and brownouts and blackouts. Here is a problem for people moving from California. And remember, I support you moving from California. As much as California is friggin' paradise, they're just trash in the place, I support you getting out. But here's the problem. California, in many, many places, not everywhere, but many places, has pretty much perfect weather. If you're leaving San Diego, that general area, you're used to perfect weather. And most places you're going to move to don't have perfect weather. In fact, all of them don't have perfect weather. I had somebody, a friend of mine, yesterday, day before, she texted me and she said, "Hey, my husband, kids, we're thinking about moving to Montana. What do I need to know? What am I going to love? What am I going to hate?" And I texted her and I said, "Hey, look, you guys are going to love the outdoor activities. It's a very healthy place to be. Summer and winter, you're going to love the hiking, the camping. In the winter, you're going to love skiing and snowmobiling. And if you're into it, you're going to fish and hunt, and the air is clean, and you're going to love all these things. And a place like Montana is growing, so the restaurant scene's actually very good. Got a good microbrew if you're a beer person. You're going to love these things, all right? It's not some backwards third world country that's really, really wonderful. But you're going to not do very well when the winter comes. And the winter comes, and it comes hard, and it comes fast, and it stays is the problem. When I was a kid, we had people moving from California all the time. And we used to laugh about it because so many of them would last a year or two, and they just couldn't do the winters anymore. Chris said, what's a normal temperature? Well, that's a hard question to answer. Let me explain. I have existed, in fact, I've gone to school in Montana in 20, 25 below zero. I've gone to school. They will not cancel school. They plow the roads. They put chains on the school buses. They're going to pick you up. You're going to drive to school. And when I was a kid, when I first got there, I don't know if they still do it this way. We had outdoor recess, too. There were no, it's too cold outside. Nope. Put on your winter coat. Have a good time. We go play football in the snow and stuff like that and smear the in different football games out there. And it was, that's what we did. It's cold, but even when it's not cold, it's always snowy. Even if it's not always snowing, it snows, and then it never gets warm enough for the snow to melt off. And it's cold, and it's cold, and it's snowing, it's cold, and it's snowy. And I'm not, look, maybe you're okay with this. I'm just trying to explain this to you. Even me, even having lived there for years, by the end of winter, I really, and this sounds so weird to people who've never lived in a place like this before. Everyone in Denver will know what I'm talking about. Everyone in the Rockies is going to know what I'm talking about. But by the end of the winter, I would crave driving on dry roads. Doesn't that sound like a weird thing to crave? So many people right now, their heads are cocked to the side. Dry roads? No. In Montana, you will drive on snow and ice, and you will not see blacktop, really, not clean blacktop, for months and months and months and months. And it gets taxing and it gets exhausting after a while. Weather is one of those things that I know we live in this time climate controlled environment where every house can be whatever temperature you want it to be. Weather is an underrated thing about places. And this is not me dogging on Montana. It's me letting you people know, Jesse, I'm leaving California and I'm going to Idaho and I'm going to Montana. You better be ready for that. I'm not saying don't go. I'm probably going to go. Full disclosure, I'm probably going out west. At some point in time, I'm probably going to go out west. My kids love it there. I love the Rockies. I love the outdoors. I'm probably going out west, wherever that case, whatever it may be. But I've tried to prep my family, especially my sons, who think they love it. And they've even been, you know, Montana a bunch because my folks are up there. They've been to Montana in the winter. No, Dad, I love the snow. And I love, no, you love the snow for a week. You love the snow for a couple weeks. You ever woken up for work in the morning an hour earlier than you normally have to because you have to go to your garage and grab a snow shovel and shovel out your driveway? My dad used to come wake me up to do that all the time before school. If I had to wake up, I think I normally got up around 7-ish for school. 6 a.m., old man comes bursting in the door. Boy, snow, get your snow shovel. We got to go to work. 6 a.m., you're out of bed putting on warm clothes, shoveling your driveway out so you can get out. Chris said snowblower. We didn't have any money for a snowblower. Snowblower, I mean, I guess you can get one, but even then, look, even if you have a snowblower, you're getting up early. It's not instant. You're bundling up, and you're walking there behind that snowblower. It's the way it is. But it's more than that. Californians, I'm not trying to pick on Californians. I'm just letting you know when you move from perfect weather. Jesse, I'm leaving California, and I'm going to Alabama, which I love Alabama. It's just one of the most underrated states. I love Alabama. I could live in Alabama in a heartbeat. It's hot, man. In the summertime, it's not just that it's hot, you know, because when you say that to someone from San Diego, that, wow, 85? No, 95 with 95% humidity. I'm in Houston. I go through this all the time. You shower twice a day in the summertime here. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how non-sweaty I am right now doing the show. I will walk out of this studio tonight at 8 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock Central Time when the show's over, And by the time I get to my midlife crisis car, I will have sweat beaded up on my forehead. When I go home, I will have to shower before bed. And people who've never lived in that kind of environment struggle sometimes with that. I'm not telling you not to move. I'm the one who tells you to move. Move. But weather matters, all right? I've lived everywhere. So, Dr. Kelly, now that we're heading out for our summer fun, I wanted to know what your go-to snack is for the Great American Road Trip. Don't give me the standard beef jerky. Remember, this is an inclusive show, and Chris can't eat it. I figured since you have the palate of a raccoon, that's not very nice, you're the perfect guy to ask. Mine is pizzeria combos and Mountain Dew. Okay, one, pizzeria combos are for children. Adults get the buffalo blue cheese combos. The buffalo blue cheese combos are freaking so good, and people don't know about them. So one, up your combo game, okay? You're better than that. Two, I support your Mountain Dew thing. Everyone needs a shot of caffeine on the road. But this is where people mess up. They think they just have to grab something off the shelf instead of using your mind. You know that little machine that has the nacho cheese in it? Listen to me. Go get some Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Walk over to that machine with the cheese in it. Open up the bag of Cheetos. You don't have to use their garbage chips. Get the chips out of the nacho cheese tray and pour the Flamin' Hot Cheetos in the tray. Save the wrapper because you have to pay for the Cheetos, dirtball. And by the way, you goody two-shoes out there, they don't care. This is all very legal. All right, so don't worry. You're paying for everything. You dump the Flamin' Hot Cheetos in the tray. That's the sound that, what, Chris? That's the sound the cheese make. You squirt the cheese on the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Probably going to want to go ahead and grab a spoon or a fork on your way out. That in a Mountain Dew on a road trip is as good as it gets. Full disclosure, that's a little hard to eat if you're the one driving on the road trip, but it's still worth it. If you're driving, go over to that little turn thing that does the hot dogs and get the taquitos. It's easy to Kamala down some taquitos when you're rolling down the highway. We only have one more segment. We're going to get through all these Ask Dr. Jesse questions during it. But first, you're going to take 10 minutes on the phone in between segments, and you're going to switch your cell phone to Pure Talk because you're done funding garbage companies. Well, you're not done funding garbage companies. None of us are. That's very difficult. We're going to try to cut down on our funding of garbage companies. The cell phone, as I've said a million times, is the easiest way to do that. All you have to do, and remember, you can keep your phone and keep your number, or you can get a new phone or a new number. The easiest way is dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes on the phone with an American customer service representative, because that's what Pure Talk does, who speaks and understands English. You'll save a fortune. The company is actually patriotic. They love the country instead of crapping on it like AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile do. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk tonight.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Study says drinking water from nearly half of U.S. faucets contains potentially harmful chemicals. Look, I'm not going to be this guy, you know, the water's turning the frogs gay guy. I'm not going to do that, but I am going to say this. When you have water and you're, quote, treating it with chemicals to make sure it's drinkable, the chances those chemicals that kill bacteria are good for you are generally not very good. And remember, my family, I come from a construction family. We did underground water and sewer line. That was the work we did. And I will tell you right now, when we put in a water line, we had to test the water line, right? So you'll seal off certain sections of it. And you have to pressure test it. You fill it up with water and make sure it holds pressure. That's to make sure you don't have any leaks under the ground. Okay, so good. You pressured it, right? Now you have to fill it up with essentially bleach, right? Chlorine. You're disinfecting it. You have to fill it up with disinfectant, okay? Once you do that, don't worry. They don't leave it all in there. You have to flush that out. And you have to flush that out so there's only a little bit left in there. Did I say flush that out so there's none left in there? No, I didn't. You had to flush it out so there's a little bit left in there. Also, oftentimes when you're doing a water line, you will be replacing an older water line. So you'll be digging down under the ground. You find the old water line. You're tearing it up. You're replacing it. Okay? You with me? Now, as you're tearing up the older water line, you tend to get a pretty good look at the insides of the older water lines. Just be really grateful you've never seen the insides of an older water line. And I'm not squeamish guy. I'll drink out of any faucet. It actually drives the wife nuts because she's all about that filtered water and stuff like that. So I don't care, but that's only because I block it out of my mind. And remember, before we got there, people in that area were drinking almost exclusively out of that older water line, which didn't look very good at all. Now, before we get any further, remember, there are estrogens in your water too. It's part of the reasons T levels are dropping. It's a big reason T levels are dropping. Testosterone levels are half of what they were 50 years ago. That's the ugly reality of it. We have to fight against that. How do we fight against that? With chalk, with natural herbal supplements. We don't want to go more chemical crap, filling our bodies with more ugliness. We need stuff from nature. A male vitality stack gives you a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Now expand that over a year and tell me how great you'll feel, how much better you'll feel. But you don't have to wait a year. In 90 days, you will know. You will know that you are living a better life. Female Vitality Stack for the ladies. Go to choq.com, chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Don't do the one-time thing because then you pay full price like a chump. Get a subscription. If you don't like it, if after 90 days you don't feel better, cancel it. I want you to cancel it. So does Chalk. But you will. You'll feel such a difference. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Texas has done a poor job of allowing its major cities to degrade into liberal blue hellholes. These cities are important centers of air travel, shopping, entertainment, etc. for the rest of the state. What can other red states do to avoid becoming the next Texas? I'm thinking about cities like Oklahoma City, Birmingham, Boise, Omaha. One, most of those cities are already lost as well. Two, there's probably little we can do to protect cities from becoming hellhole cities because it's a different mentality of person who lives in the city in general. That's not universal. But in general, it's going to be a more left-wing person who wants to live in an apartment stacked up on top of everybody. It's going to be, in general, again, in general, a single person. Families, who obviously tend to be much, much more to the right, families don't stay in the city. They don't care about all the fancy bars and concerts anymore. They get out to the burbs where the schools are better. That's how it works. Jesse, you only get one the rest of your life. Lemon or lime? Lemon. As much as I love key lime pie, I am a lemon freak. Lemon pepper wings, lemon. Oh, it's the best. Dr. Shogun, what's the worst way to die between these two options? Blood eagle, scaphism, or starvation? Definitely scaphism. Definitely scaphism. Blood eagle would obviously be really, 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 really bad. But it also wouldn't last that long. You're simply not going to last that long once they split your back open and then tear your ribs off of your spine. You'll probably just die of shock, but you'll definitely die of blood loss. Scaphism is so horrible because they keep feeding you milk and honey every day and you keep rotting inside of a boat and they're keeping you alive. Ugh. Jesse, what would you do if contacted by Red Lobster, where the suits say they do not like your brand and want you to stop mentioning the name Red Lobster before they seek legal action? Would you still eat there? His name is Troy. I would stop saying their name because I can't get the show sued. I would still eat there, 100%. I can't. Red Lobster was a special treat for us my entire life. And now that I have one, we have one like half a mile from the studio. And I can eat there a lot more now. I just can't get enough of it. Dear Bearded Oracle, I was wondering, if you had your own country and army, what weapons would you adopt and why? Love the show. Always good for a laugh. His name is Taylor. My Navy would be absurd. As much as it pains me to compliment you Navy guys, Navies are just, man, they can be everything. If you have a Navy and, oh gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this. If you have a Navy and a strong Air Force, you don't need a ton of the rest of the stuff. You just don't. If you have great anti-air defenses, a great Air Force, a great Navy, yes, you need a ground force of some kind. And I realize you probably wanted more detail there, but I'm kind of running out of time here. You just don't. A ground force matters, but a ground force can be trained and can be trained up quickly, especially if you have a bunch of seasoned veterans already in the ground force. You can't just all of a sudden create a modern Navy when a conflict breaks out. It has to remain modern. And the same with the Air Force, with your missile technology, with your radar technology, with your planes. You can't just one day decide that you're going to do that sort of thing. You can quickly train up a ground force to at least be serviceable, and then they'll get better as the war goes on. The Navy's got to be there. But man, if you've got a juggernaut of a Navy, look, 2/3 of the earth is covered by water. If you've got a juggernaut of the Navy, you are just, you're something special. That's really what protects our shores more than anything is the Navy. All right. Put your phone down and enjoy your weekend, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.